Right, time for Tom Burton to join us. We're going to talk sports. We're looking at the Commonwealth Games. Tom, how are we?
Very well, Alan. How are you?
Yeah, good to be back in the studio. We had a week down in Birmingham there covering some of the events and speaking to some of the athletes. It was pretty hectic, and another sort of hectic weekend, I suppose, as well, and more action today.
Yeah, absolutely. Final day, as you say, a hot one. 27, could get up to almost 30 degrees in Birmingham, and a flurry of medals still to be won. Quite a bit of home nations interest, as we've had all week, really, as we jostle for those final positions in the medal table. Speaking of which, Northern Ireland's boxers, wow, they won a remarkable 5 gold medals over the weekend. And that success means Northern Ireland move up to 10th in the table with a team record 7 golds. Wales are currently 8th, Scotland 6th with 12 golds. England on 55, sat in 2nd behind Australia on 66. 8 medals behind in total. Don't think they'll be caught. And ominous, really, isn't it, for the next games with Australia on home soil. So what else did we have yesterday? Well, England women's hockey team won gold for the first time with a 2-1 victory over Australia. Laura Muir, this was nice to see, wasn't it? Finally winning Commonwealth gold in the 1500 metres. She missed Gold Coast 2018. She was taking her veterinary exams and finished 11th in Glasgow, if I remember
That's
rightly.
Right.
That was 2014. Yeah, she was tripped, wasn't she, in the final. Good to see Ailish McColgan adding 5,000 silver to her brilliant 10,000 gold as well for Scotland. Heartbreak in the women's 4x400 metres, though, for England, with a very late disqualification. I'd gone to bed myself. It was after a dramatic dip at the line, seemingly had taken the gold. But yeah, during that first changeover, one of our girls was spotted stepping into the next lane. Didn't impede anyone. So harsh rules for me, but they are, unfortunately, the rules. The England men did win the 4x100 metres earlier in the day, though. A few other quick fire highlights from over the weekend. Arshad Nadeem won Pakistan's first track and field gold for 60 years. That is quite a long wait. Birmingham boxer Delicious Ore fought back from behind to win men's super heavyweight gold for England. He must be in the line for name of the games anyway, Delicious Ore. So today we've got England players in 3 badminton finals this morning. In fact, having a quick look, we've definitely got a silver already this morning. Wales featuring teenager Anna Hersey, Charlotte Carey there in the bronze medal match in the table tennis doubles. Mixed synchro contest in the diving still to go. 3-meter event representing pretty good chance for Scotland there. Squash ends as well. We've got women's and men's doubles. England actually guaranteed a gold in the men's because that's an all-England encounter. Could do the doubles double, if you like, with an English pair in the women's final as well. And England currently playing South Africa in the bronze medal match. That must be drawing to a close now. But yeah, hope fingers crossed for a bronze there. And then tonight we've got the closing ceremony. So it begins at 8:30. Reuniting a lot of the athletes at Alexander Stadium, those that have stuck around, and handing over to Australia, as I say, for the 2026 games. That's in Victoria. So yeah, good mix of old and new when it comes to the music. Come on, Eileen, and all that. The Dexys, UB40, Georgia Smith, and Mahalia, all performing for that closing ceremony tonight.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. I mean, it has been quite a weekend and quite a games as well. I think really good for the home nations. I mean, smashing records left, right and centre in terms of the medal haul. That was a great win for the hockey team. I wasn't expecting that. I thought Australia, you know, it was kind of in the bag. They were going to take the gold. But well done to England for grabbing that one. As you say, Ailish as well. And Laura Muir. I mean, I remember the games before that she was in, and she was, again, she was doing exams at the veterinary college at the same time. She was training and studying. So, yeah, absolutely well done to her. And, yeah, the boxing, it's been quite a games. And in the heat as well, it sounds like it's going to be pretty mega today. But we're going to catch up with you again tomorrow, Tom. I think we're going to have a look back at the closing ceremony, which I'm sure will be spectacular. And we're going to pick some highlights, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do a top 10 moments from the games.
Look forward to that. Tom, we'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks again.
Thanks, Alan.